Welcome to Christmas in Hollow Hills. We will journey deep into the legends of this awkward little town. Today's episode, The Lost Christmas Tree. This podcast is presented by VCDI and TCDI. The winter chill had settled deep into the town of Hollow Hills, and the snow blanketed everything with a soft, powdery white. It was a week before Christmas, but instead of the usual buzz of holiday excitement, the town felt different this year. The lights on Main Street were fewer, the decorations simpler, and a quiet air of worry hung over the town like a cloud. Many of the townspeople had been hit hard by financial troubles, and while there were still smiles and greetings, there was a shared understanding that this Christmas would be more about getting by than grand celebrations. That didn't sit well with a group of high school seniors who had grown up in Hollow Hills and loved the magic of Christmas. This year, they wanted to do something special, not just for their own families, but for the whole town. After a long brainstorming session in the school's cafeteria, they came up with an idea that felt just right. Find the perfect Christmas tree for the town square. Not just any tree, but the most beautiful tree Hollow Hills had ever seen. It was Blake, the most adventurous of the group, who first mentioned the legend. "You know," he said, leaning in with a conspiratorial grin, "my grandpa used to tell me stories about a grove of perfect Christmas trees hidden deep in the forest. He said no one's ever found it except for the old woodsman." The others, Liz, Sam, and Mia, exchanged glances. They all heard the tale of the ghost woodsman, a spirit said to haunt the deepest part of the forest, guarding something special. The story varied depending on who told it. Some say he was the protector of the land, while others claimed he was a vengeful spirit who chased off anyone who dared to enter his woods. Liz raised an eyebrow.
"So you're saying we should go look for this hidden grove? And risk running into the ghost woodsman?"
Blake shrugged. "What do we have to lose? Besides, it's just a story, probably." Mia, always the practical one, sighed but nodded.
"If there's even a chance we can find a tree that would bring some holiday spirit back to the town, I'm in."
And so, the next afternoon, they set off. With axes in hand and scars wrapped tight around their faces to block the biting cold, they ventured into the forest, laughing and teasing one another as they trudged through the snow. At first, it felt like an adventure. They wandered deeper and deeper into the woods, passing through snow-covered trees that stood tall and proud. The air was crisp, and the sound of their footsteps crunched in the silence of the forest. But after a couple of hours, the mood began to shift. The trees grew thicker, darker, and more twisted, as if they were watching the teens with a wary eye. The sun had started to dip behind the mountains, casting long shadows over the snow. Just when they were about to give up, ahead, in the small clearing, stood a grove of trees unlike anything they had ever seen. Each one was tall and perfectly shaped, their branches thick and full, dusted with just the right amount of snow. The trees had been grown specifically for Christmas, waiting for someone to find them.
"They're perfect,"
Sam whispered, awestruck. Blake grinned and raised his axe. "I told you, let's get to work." But just as they approached the first tree, a gust of icy wind blew through the clearing, and with it came a sound like the creak of old wood, or the snap of brittle branches. Before any of them could react, a shadowy figure stepped out from behind one of the trees, the ghost woodsman. He was tall and gaunt, his face hidden beneath a hood, his eyes glowing faintly in the dim light. His clothes were tattered and worn, his hands rough and scarred. Gripped a long, sharp axe, he moved towards them with a slow, deliberate gait, and the teens froze in place, fear gripping their hearts.
"What are you doing in my forest?"
the woodsman growled, his voice like the wind through dead leaves. Blake, for once, was speechless. Liz tried to step forward, but the woodsman pointed his axe toward her, and she stopped in her tracks.
"Who gave you the right to cut down my trees?"
he snarled. The teens huddled together, trembling. Blake, summoning what little courage he had left, managed to speak.
We weren't trying to steal. It's just, this year has been really hard for our families, for the whole town. We thought maybe if we found a special tree, something beautiful, it would help everyone feel better. We didn't mean to disrespect you or your forest."
The ghost woodsman's glowing eyes flickered as he looked from one teen to the next. His grip on the axe tightened, and for a moment, the air around them seemed to freeze. Then, something shifted in his expression. His harsh features softened slightly, and the glowing light in his eyes dimmed.
"You wanted to help your families?"
he asked, his voice no longer a growl, but a low rumbling murmur. The teens nodded, still unsure of what was about to happen. The ghost woodsman studied them for a long moment, then slowly lowered his axe.
"Follow me,"
he said, hesitant but hopeful. The teens followed the woodsman deeper into the grove. The trees around them seemed to shimmer with an ethereal glow, casting a soft light over the snow. Finally, the woodsman stopped in front of a single tree, standing alone at the center of the grove. It was taller than the others, its branches perfectly symmetrical, and as they looked closer, they realized the tree itself was glowing, a faint, warm light radiating from its needles.
"This is the tree you're looking for,"
the woodsman said quietly.
"It's special. It will bring peace to your town."
Blake stepped forward, his eyes wide with wonder. "Thank you," he whispered. The ghost woodsman nodded, watching as they carefully cut down the tree. As the teens carried it back through the forest, they glanced over their shoulders to see the woodsman standing at the edge of the grove, watching them go, his figure slowly fading into the mist. When the teens returned to Hollow Hills with the tree, the town was transformed. Everyone gathered in the square, marveling at the tree's beauty as they decorated it with lights and ornaments. Holly from the diner brought out trays of hot cocoa and pastries, serving them to the cheerful townsfolk as they worked together to hang the garlands and tinsel. There was laughter, music, and the sound of voices lifted in Christmas songs. But the tree still glowed, faintly but unmistakably, casting a warm, soft light over the square. As the teens stood together, watching their parents and neighbors celebrate, they couldn't help but smile. Mia glanced towards the edge of the square, and her smile faltered. She nudged the others and pointed. There, just beyond the last row of houses, stood the ghost woodsman, watching them from a distance, his form barely visible in the fading light. Before they could react, Holly noticed them staring. She followed their gaze, her eyes softening as she spotted the woodsman. With a knowing smile, she whispered,
"The protector of the forest."
The teens looked at her, surprised.
"He's always been there,"
Holly continued.
Watching over the grove. He's not just a legend, you know. He makes sure only the right people find it.
The teens exchanged glances, feeling a sense of awe and gratitude. As they looked back towards the woodsman, he raised his hand in a silent farewell before disappearing into the night. The town's Christmas celebration continued, but for the teens, the glow of the tree and the presence of the ghost woodsman would be a memory they'd carry with them forever.